Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and today we're with Steven Giorgella, and we're talking about how do you learn to delegate effectively when you're a control freak and you've been running your own business and you've been expanding and it's time for, it's just not possible for you to keep doing everything and you have to start delegating.
Not possible. You'll never delegate. So your question is how do you delegate when you're Steven Giorgella?
Right, which is a very unique prospect. I get that.
Right. But. No, I appreciate that. Okay, so first of all, the acknowledgement that you're a control freak. Do we want to start there? Is that where that where you're going with that? Okay. Are you saying I'm a control freak?
But I mean, anybody who nurtures something from its birth, like a business, you're gonna want it. You're naturally gonna be a control freak to a certain degree, and so as you expand and the need arises for you to be able to have to hand off things, how do you deal with that? And how do you, it's something I'm sure that you've had to get better at over the years.
For sure. So let's first start out with, it is okay for you to just be a control freak and run your business on your own. You're probably, if you're a control freak, you'll probably have a very high standard, probably do a good job with the execution, and you'll probably have a very happy set of customers. Because you're going to be controlling it, right? Where it smashes into the, where you end up smashing into the ceiling is if you don't acknowledge you're a control freak and you're trying to scale outside yourself. Let's go through those attributes of a control freak, so that you can acknowledge what's going on. So I'm going to go through a couple of them that I wrote down here real quick. Okay, so you always believe that you're the best person for the job. You have trust issues.
So this is like, you are a control freak if.
Yep, great. No, great job. Yep. So this is a great one that I think, actually, I'm going to use this one last. I'm going to save that one. You find it less stressful to be in charge. Things that you have no control over are the source of most of your worries and anxiety.
I think that first one's definitely you.
Your self-restraint is impressive. So if you self-restraining is impressive, you might be a redneck. You might be a control freak. Spontaneity is not your thing. That's interesting part about this.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
And then the idea of letting someone else plan makes you feel sick. But the other one that I held was surprises are your personal hell. Okay, so being a control freak can have its advantages. We agree.
Absolutely.
But with regards to the scale, it's a little...
At some point, you hit a wall, and there's just you have to start delegating.
Yeah. So take it from somebody that has hit the wall a bunch. The worst part about it is how stressed it can make you when you find out that you've promised somebody something, and it's not being done. And like you and I just talked about this 20 minutes ago, right?
Sure.
Like that is where, if you're a great leader, you look back on yourself and you're like, so you built it outside of you. You set the expectations with the client or customer. They didn't happen to the level that you want. At the end of the day, it's the business owner's fault. And I'm one of the, I definitely, like, this fits very well as like the control freak thing. If I didn't do my ultimate job at getting it out. And obviously, like, also on the person you're delegating to, they also have to have the stick-to-itiveness and the curiosity to make sure that they have the details to get the necessary outcome that you've agreed upon, right?
Right.
But the control freak thing is that it's hard when you know you can do something well and you have this enthusiasm to do it right for somebody and you're like, oh shit, I got 7 things I signed up for. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to accomplish this right now. And that's go ahead.
And no, and it's probably a certain part of it is also getting past, the only person who could possibly do it up to my standards is me, and being
that's
able
a trust
to,
issue, yeah, for
and,
sure,
and being able to have the faith that the person you're delegating it to is going to be able to achieve what in your mind is a positive end result.
Yep. I'm just thinking through like all my mistakes in my life right now. It's a tough thing, and I definitely have the control mechanism, right? But when you find the right people, you can allow the things to go, right? And also you have to build the right people, right? You have to build into the trust, et cetera. You know, you're only going to get in, you're only going to get out what you put in. And so if you're a control freak out there and you don't know it, I'm going to read these again to make sure our listeners get it. Trust issues, surprises are your personal hell. You believe that you can always be the, you know, you're always the best person for the job. Self-restraint is impressive. Things that you do not have control over cause you worry. Spontaneity is not your thing. when you say you're not a fussy person, you're lying. That's a good one. And the idea of letting somebody else plan and then execute is like makes you sick to your stomach. I mean, I think these are extra drastic on the control freak thing, but there are definitely these people exist, and they get things done, but they get things done personally.
Yeah,
and the delegating thing does not happen.
I think the one that definitely applies to you is you're always the best person for the job. I think that's true in your case. You usually are the best person for the job, but it's not possible for you to be able to do all the jobs. I
appreciate
anymore.
That. I appreciate that, and I know where that's coming from because, like, I genuinely like I'll end up hyper focusing on that one thing. But it's just it's really unimpressive, though. Like it actually makes me kind of sad because, like, I like that I could figure out a way to do it, but here's the problem: I'm not good at slowing down and detailing it out to make sure somebody else could do it to that level.
Right.
And it's worth nothing then, right? And it sounds harsh. It's worth jack shit, right? That's frustrating for me. And because I get so bored so fast,
right?
My personality profile says that 80% of the I get 80% of the way through, and I'm like, nah, bro, I'm out. Because I'm my brain says like, you could finish that if you wanted to, but what about these other things you can start?
Right,
start and start and start.
Right, yeah.
So again, back to this delegating thing, like it's hard, right? It's really hard. That's why Jeff is Jeff. For those who don't know, like Jeff, our COO. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Jeff is incredibly patient at delegating. He knows what he has to get done. He knows what he's good at.
And he knows you and understands you.
Correct.
He's like the Steven Whisperer around here.
I'm not going to give him that much credit. He's going to get a big head. But yes, we have a lot of success. And I also, just one more thing on this delegating thing. It takes a long time to learn how to delegate.
Right. I was just going to say, this is something you continue to work on.
Oh,
yeah.
Y'all, I'm failing right now in my business currently. September 2019, I am failing currently at this, and we've been in business 8 years. It's just, you just can't let it break you, right? And so to you control freaks out there, self-awareness first, figure out that you are a control freak, go through those things I talked about, and then second of all is setting that very specific direction you want to go, outlining the pathway in your mind, and making sure that that person has regurgitated, you know, I talk about it's watch, do, teach, okay? They're going to watch you do it first. They're going to do it themselves. They're going to teach you how to do it.
Right, yeah.
That shit's genius.
Yeah. You're talking about
now,
that recently.
Now, would I be able to do that really well? No, I'm trying. But watch, let them do it, and then have them teach it to you. Right. And the problem is that the majority of the time they're teaching it to me, I take over. I'm like, shit, I just, you had one rule. Just don't do anything. But I did, you know, so anyway, watch, do, teach is a very good one. So you control freaks out there, you can do it.
Yeah. All right. Anything you want to add?
No, I think it's, you know, this control freaks delegating thing is a much bigger subject that I think that it becomes micromanaging, and it becomes, you know, it's a lot, right? And it's a patience thing. It's a patience and understanding, and it's a process of watch, do, teach. I'm just going to keep going back to that. Watch, do, teach.
No, that's great.
That's it. Close us out, Chris.
All right, man. Hey, well, everybody, thanks for listening to the 452 podcast this week. Make sure that you follow us, review us, download us. We're on all the major channels.
Auntie. Make sure auntie share it.
Yeah, share it with your cousins, your auntie, granny, gammy, whoever she is.
Yes, Mushu, whatever they call it.
Exactly.
Share it.
All right, and we'll see you next week for the 452 podcast. Thank you.